Come with me. We're going on a journey through time and place. But first, we need to anchor our physical bodies. So be fully present in your physical body. Feel the places where you are held by the earth, where your feet touch the floor, where your seat meets the chair. Feel your spine stack up. Feel your head rise to the heavens and your skeleton fall from that to connect with the floor. And when you have a sense of stability, of being held, of physical safety, bring your attention to those parts of your skin that are exposed to the air. Feel where your skin meets the air, and the air meets your skin, and you meet all of the rest of reality. And then take a breath in, follow it down, from your nose, cold at the back of your throat, down into your lungs, as your ribs move out and down, and as your diaphragm sinks down into your abdomen. And then let it out more slowly than you drew it in. So if you drew in for a count of five, let it out for a count of 10. Feel it move out as your ribs come up and in, and your diaphragm rises back up. Take another breath, count in, and count out twice as long as you breathe out. And then, with your body safe and held, with your boundaries clear, with your breathing steady, let your imaginal self stand up. Leave your body behind. Come with me. Out of the room, out of the building, out of this time and this place. When we are no longer anchored in our physical bodies, we can move through time and through space. And so we go now north, heading away from the places that we know. Heading back through time, heading across grasslands that in the first instance are ploughed and sown and reaped. And then as we move back through time, through the time of our more distant ancestors, these lands are grazed by herded animals. And then back again, they are grazed only by the wild things that have not seen people, because we are back in the time before the people were here. And we go back, and we go back, and there is primeval forest to our left and to our right. Birds wheel overhead. Wild things walk alongside us, who have never seen people before. And in time the scent of the air changes, because we have reached the sea. We have reached the margin of the primal land where it meets the primeval sea, the vast ocean that is the mother of all oceans. And we stand on the edge of all land. And the sun is high overhead. And as we sit on the sand or on a rock, looking out across the ocean, we watch the glisten, the glimmer of the sunlight on the waves. Watch it shift. Watch its color. Watch the particular silver gold of sunlight on water. And in this place, facing out across the sea, begin to breathe into your heart space as if each breath came directly into your heart. And if you find it easier, put a hand, the heel of your hand, or the tips of your fingers onto your heart space to bring your attention there. And as you breathe into your heart, breathe in the color of the sunlight on the waves, that particular silver gold. Breathe it in so that it fills the whole of your heart space. And as you breathe it, I want you to imagine that back in the time and place we have left, everything is going right, that we do everything right from the moment you return, from this moment onwards, that people flourish, that the world flourishes, that the more than human world flourishes with us. And in particular, feel now, how does it feel if everything goes right from here forwards? How do you feel? How does your heart space feel? Perhaps you feel safe, expansive. It feels good to feel compassion for everyone because everyone flourishes. Perhaps you feel open, more able to risk being your authentic self, more able to love your authentic self. Perhaps you feel courage, coherence. How does it feel as you breathe in the silver gold to your heart space? Really feel all the possibility of how it could feel if everything were right, if everybody were the best of themselves, if we had attained conscious evolution so that the whole web of life was the best it could possibly be, and we were the crucial best and better points within it. Let that feeling grow within you. With each breath in, let the drawing in of sunlight become stronger. Let it build the feeling. As the feeling grows in your heart space, as the possibility grows, as you breathe in the light of the sun glancing off the waves, have a sense now of connecting to the web of life, to everything that lives in this time and this place, to the birds wheeling overhead, to the ocean, to the trees in the primeval forest behind, to the wild things on the grasslands, to the dolphins out in the ocean, the orcas, the blue whales, the sharks, the sea life in all its forms. Let your heart space connect to everything that is part of the web of consciousness, to the ocean itself, to the sun, to the moon, to the trees, to the rocks, to the earth herself. Let a web grow out from your heart space that encircles the entire earth, and you, one node within it. And then on the next out-breath, send the colour you have been building in your heart space out, along the lines of the web, to connect with every other part of the web of life of this earth. As you breathe in the colour of the sun on the sea, the fire and water combined, let it concentrate in your heart space. And then as you breathe out, let it flow along the lines of the web, and let it take with it the feeling that you are building, the sense of how you would feel if everything were right, if every part of the web were joined in conscious evolution, in a consciousness where the whole is so much greater than the sum of its parts. Send out that feeling, draw it in, build it, send it out. This is your part to play in the web of life. This building of feeling, drawing it in and sending it out. and then feeling your part in the web of life, the time has come to return back to the place and the time that we left. So standing now, give your thanks to the sea, to the wide primeval ocean, and everything that lives on it and in it. Give your thanks to the sun, to the shore, to the edge of the land, to this edge place where everything is possible. And with that sense of your place in the web of life, turn now and stride with me back through time and through space, across the grassland with the primeval forest to left and right, through the wild things that watch us who have never seen people because we have been in the land before the people were here. And as we stride, and as we stride, we meet the time of our far distant ancestors, those who herded so that the animals now are grazing and contained. And then we are back through land that is ploughed and sown and reaped. And then back through land that is built on, with increasing density, as we move back to the space and the time that we left. Back to the building, back to the room, back to the physicality of the body that we left, held by the earth, bounded by the air, breathing softly in and softly out. Take time now to feel the margins of yourself, the places where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin, the places where your body is held. Feel your skull rising up to the heavens and your vertebrae hanging down to make contact with the chair, and through that with the floor, and through that with the earth. Feel your limbs, feel your feet on the floor. Move your hands, move your feet. If your eyes have been shut, open them and look around the room and anchor yourself in this time and this place. And in the here and now, breathe in and feel in your heart space the possibility of how the world could be, how you could be, if everything were perfect from this moment forward. Breathe it in and breathe it out down the web of life to every node of consciousness in every part of the web that spans the earth. And with that knowing, with that feeling, with the possibility of being true to yourself, of being the best that you can be, go now back into the flow of your day. Thank you.